Acts chapter 8. We've been dealing with the subject of the book of Acts. In chapter 8, we focus primarily upon a man named Philip. We find that Philip is a prophetic type, and he has everything to do with the ministry that we have today at the end of this Pentecostal age and the beginning of the Tabernacles age that we are entering into. The context of Philip, of course, is his counterpart named Stephen, which we saw last week. The two of them represent the two manifestations of Christ. That is, his first coming and his second coming, or the first work that he did, followed by the second work that he must do. This is why that Christ must come twice. There are two things in the law which have to be fulfilled. We find these in the laws of leprosy, dealing with the two doves, the first one killed, the second one released in the open field, and so you have a death work and a living work of these two doves. The second, in Leviticus 16, dealing with the Day of Atonement, where you have the two goats, the first one killed, and the second one let loose into the wilderness alive. So the first is a death work, the second is a living work. Consequently, we find in Acts chapter 7 that Stephen was killed because he was representing the first ministry of Christ, or the first work of Christ, which was a death work. But Philip now represents the second manifestation of Christ. In looking at chapter 8, we see essentially our job description at this end of the age. Our job description is not to die, but to come into immortal life. The reason for it is not just to receive immortal life and then enjoy it sitting on a cloud playing harps somewhere for the benefit of some angels and a few other believers who happen to make it with you, usually about 1.4% of humanity. That's usually how this is pictured, but that's not correct. The second manifestation of Christ has a purpose to it, and that is to preach the word for the healing of the nations and the conversion of all mankind, and ultimately to reconcile all of creation, putting all things under his feet. That is the kingdom of God, and that's the purpose of this second coming or second manifestation of Christ. So that is what we see illustrated here in the story of Philip. So in Acts chapter 8,